Good morning. I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me. I know that Dr. Serene usually does a segment with you on current public health topics, so I'm really glad I can join to talk a little bit about mental wellness.
Truly appreciate it. As someone who suffered with anxiety and panic attacks for the better part of 20 years, this is something that's near and dear to my heart. And today is Bell Let's Talk Day. I've got people to talk to, but our listeners may not have someone to talk to. So where can listeners find mental health supports if they want to reach out today or recommend someone for their family?
Happy to speak to that. Bell Let's Talk Day aims to decrease stigma surrounding mental health, but conversations need to keep going for there to be lasting change in how mental health is viewed. Mental health is part of our holistic well-being, so with Bell Let's Talk Day, we're working towards talking about mental health just as much as our physical, spiritual, and emotional health. Connecting with culture and community can make a huge difference in someone's mental health journey. And there's also resources available in communities that can be accessed through local health and wellness centers. So for those who are interested in accessing virtual support, the Hope for Wellness hotline for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples has a phone line and a 24-hour chat at hopeforwellness.ca. And finally, if somebody's really struggling or concerned for a loved one, they can always call the 988 crisis line. No matter what, connection is key for our mental wellness, so please keep reaching out.